Welcome back, guys. Another episode of a podcast, Sander. Today, we're Tom's and...
Moha, here.
Yeah, and in this podcast, we're explaining, discovering, re-experiencing life concepts.
Yes, that is the point of it.
Yeah.
Basically, we just look at the stuff, look at the simple concepts and simple life stuff that we accepted, and then like reactivate the logic of it.
Yeah, and
deeper consciousness.
We're trying to get deep to the problem, guys. Deep to the problem.
And today we're gonna talk about
relationships.
So
let's get on it.
What do you think about relationships?
That's a
good question.
That's a deep question. Yeah.
Let me ask like this.
Yeah, let's do it.
What is the definition of relationship for you?
Like the relationship between two people, between a person and an object, because there's a difference there.
Any type of relationship, because I feel that a relationship between a human being or for example any type of any part of nature,
yeah,
or a relationship between an object which could be, for example, your guitar,
yeah,
or like your computer or whatever,
yeah,
there is a relationship which is not probably like the same as the relationship between the humans.
Yeah,
because it gets more complicated when the human involves.
Yeah,
but it's a relationship.
Yeah, yeah, between a certain object and yourself.
Yourself. So yeah. How do you describe a relationship?
I think primarily people tend to create relationships with objects, with people that they need something from.
Primarily
it's like generalized term. Like I'm not thinking of like every human being, but like most of the time there is some elements of needing something from exterior to, I don't know, validate feelings, validate ideas, validate opinions, like, and also need of a comparison between
two human beings.
Yeah.
There's an interesting point. But can we call that a relationship? If you are in the need of something from someone,
yeah,
then you are in that relationship because of the need. You're not really in the relationship because of the relationship itself.
Yeah, that's kind of a dependence on it. That's true.
But is relationship dependence?
Could be. There's a lot of people in the world who define like relationship as this, because they have this need of another person. But like currently, like during these last few months, I've been realizing that relationships, like they're like a lot of different kind of relationships. Mm-hmm. There's no perfect formula for it, I would say. And what do you
but
think?
But I believe that we can define it in a level that we all agree.
Oh yeah.
Let's
like try it then.
We need to have a definition. Of course the definition is not the relationship itself, but we need a common ground between us.
Yeah.
In order to come to that common ground to talk about it.
Yeah.
Because otherwise we cannot talk about it. If we think that, for example, a relationship is this or that, or like what other people say or all this, we cannot really get to the common ground.
Yeah.
And the topic would just spread out.
Because so it's a huge topic as well.
It is a huge topic. Yeah. And I believe that there is right and there's a right way to look at it.
Yeah.
In a way that we all agree. So if I could define relationship, for example,
yeah,
I would say as long as a relationship is not something that of course we can depend on somebody else as a physicality. Like, for example, we depend on other people to provide food,
mm-hmm.
to provide shelter for us, because we cannot like do all of this together,
yeah,
right? But when it comes to the validation or like emotional support or whatever that you can call it,
yeah,
then it becomes a little bit sketchy. Then you,
in what way sketchy?
Because if you just need a validation, you are in a relationship because of the validation of somebody else.
Yeah, that's what I was saying as well. That's why, yeah, that's one of the things that I have realized like during these past few months, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Well, even like, well, we can take, well, I mean, maybe it's a funny example, but we can take a relationship between like us human beings and like technology.
Mm-hmm.
Like, for example, Instagram or mm-hmm. social media platforms.
As long as we use those technologies, I believe, as long as we use those technologies to get a material could be money or a communication between a person in Nice or in person, for example, in Latvia.
Yeah.
That could work. That's a healthy relationship toward that technology, probably.
Yeah, yeah.
But as soon as it becomes something that you depend on it,
it's not healthy anymore.
Of course, again, you can depend on it because of the communication that you have with Latvia.
Yeah.
But as long as you start depending on it mentally, mm. on a psychological domain,
yeah,
then it becomes problematic, because yeah. I feel like deep down in our unconsciousness, technology is manipulative. Like,
I would agree. Yeah.
It could affect our way of thinking. It could affect our like concept and the truth that we have about life.
Yeah.
It pushes away from what is reality, yeah. and what is fact.
Yeah, we were talking about this earlier today as well, like the fact that like on Instagram you usually see like the best
perfection,
yeah, the best moments, videos, I don't know, songs, whatever, for a short period of time, and it creates an illusion that it's happening all the time for everybody,
yeah,
and then you're like start slowly thinking to yourself like, oh fuck, I might like need something better, you know,
yeah,
and then you create a need for something better.
Mm-hmm.
To this idealistic self. Sorry, someone's calling me.
do you want
to... My mom's calling me.
Do you need to answer?
Wait a second, what was that? I will answer it quickly. Ciao, mom. Wait, no, she just hung up.
Okay.
1 second, I will call her back quickly. I'll tour with our podcast.
This is interesting.
Ciao, mom. Kāpēc pazudušais? Es mammas tā, man ir podcasts. Es rakstu podcastu iekšā. Nu, minūtīt. Es biju izgājis ārā. God.
Hello?
Kāds telefons? Nebija zonas. Tu taču zini, ka vecpilsētā bieži vien nav zonas. Bet es te uzrakstīju vakarā.
Es neizslēdzu speciāli, ka šeit nebija zonas, tāpēc arī nebija internetu. Bet es tev pēc tam no rīta pateicu, ka viss ir kārtībā.
Are you fighting?
Kas tad? Es biju ārā uz bāru.
Relationship, I guess.
Nu, man nav tagad laika runāt sākstu podcastu. Labi, sēžat, klausieties. Mēs rakstam podcastu. Sēžat, klausieties. Let's continue.
What's happening?
She's mad a bit because she didn't know where I was yesterday.
Ah, okay. Okay. No, she's staying on.
Yeah, she's gonna continue and listen to our conversation a bit.
All right. So, as we talked about, like, actually, this is funny. So,
okay, ciao, mom. Liec nos telefonu. Jā, es tev atzvanīšu. Davai, čau.
This was funny.
Oh, brother.
This was funny.
Yeah. Sorry, guys. Family matters. Family laundry. What were you saying?
This is one of the points of technology. I mean, your mom can be mad at you from I don't know, 1,000 kilometers away.
Yeah, she was just saying to me that like, I didn't reach you. I couldn't reach you yesterday. And I was out. I went out to the old city, to like the old town, and there's no internet there. And there's
that's the case, actually.
Réseau. How do you say it in English?
Réseau.
Like the three little lines on the fucking phone.
Data.
Yeah. There's no data as well.
Okay.
So yeah, she was just mad about that. Sorry, guys.
Sorry. What is that? Like, you see, I actually see this conflict, type of conflict that you have.
Yeah.
With your mother, for example, at this moment.
Do you have a conflict with your mother?
I don't want to bring your mother into this. Oh Jesus! This went out of the hand completely. Like this is out of it.
Yeah, it's okay. It's
so
let's talk about your mother, man.
But no, I'm talking that like if a relationship contains conflict.
Yeah. Every relationship contains conflict, I think.
Mm-hmm.
At some point.
But
not every like not every time, but
I just want to like dive deeper if we can discuss where is this conflict comes from exactly.
I had the idea that like eventually if you're like what usually happens when there's a relationship in my understanding between two people, they usually like, I'm talking about woman and the man relationship, they come together and because of the, you know, all the phases that we usually have during the beginning of the relationship, all the all the personal things are a bit like crushed down to like make this connection even like flowering, blushing, everything, right? And eventually with time the values and the ego that was actually like already at the beginning, who was like a bit like
I don't know, like suppressed at that point starts to come out. And then like the real, I don't say functionality of a relationship happens, because at that point, at that point in time, you really start to understand if you're going to be able to work out the problems,
mm-hmm.
or no, or you just, you will not be able to work out the problems, and you're just going to, you know, part ways. That's what I'm thinking about it right now, at least. At this moment, yeah.
Yeah, I see what you mean. I feel that at the start of the relationship with the opposite gender or any type of relationship, similar, whatever.
Yeah.
There is this type of Instagram mask.
On it?
Or not the Instagram mask, like, yeah, but like this best of me comes out of
yeah, that's what I was talking about. Yeah.
So like, obviously, like you always try to like impress the other person. You try to like show the best side of you. Of course, you don't want to show the like the anger or like jealousy,
like,
or
bad habits, for
bad
example.
Habits,
yeah,
or
yeah.
All this like the worries and all that, mm-hmm. because that might bring the
jeopardize
like the relationship.
Yeah.
But I think that comes from our fear.
It comes from fear.
Having intimacy in a relationship, it comes from the fear of intimacy.
Yeah.
Because if you are honest, like, in the start of the relationship, for example,
yeah,
about our feelings, about that, like, what's happening, what's taking place in that situation, then we can dive deeper into the intimacy,
yeah,
and get to know each other in a way that it's true. But I'm also thinking that, like, maybe this game that we put on at first, the, like, oh, I'm this, I'm that, I'm good, I'm like disciplined, this, all this like crazy ideas that we have about ourselves. Maybe it's the foundation of that relationship. But what comes wrong with it is that, like, this foundation, It's the essence that keeps the relationship going afterward, when the problems come into the site.
Yeah.
But that's not real.
Yeah, I was about to say, it's like,
do you see what I mean?
Yeah, it's not even like, it's not real.
Because why I'm saying it's not real, because me and you have this relationship, for example, that we have met each other the day that we met each other.
Yeah.
Like, oh, for example, Tom's is a really nice guy, really kind and gentle, or like very nice to other people, or like caring, compassionate, whatever.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You show this to the society.
Yeah.
Right? But there's the other side of you that, for example, oh, Tom is angry, jealous, this, that, all the bad things.
Yeah.
And then when I see you in that fear, or like in that jealousy or whatever, all the idea of you from the start that we had, it's the reason that keeps me going with you.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm like, oh, I don't like what you are now.
Yeah.
But what you were was nice. So I'm going to leave with that idea in my mind so I can tolerate what you are now.
Ah, yeah, I see your point. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But what I'm saying is that is not a relationship.
No, not at all. No, no, no.
What I sense is that relationship is
learning again. I feel learning could be applied to any part of life, and a relationship is one of them that is absolutely necessary, because we need relationship.
Mm-hmm.
It's a need. it's not like something you want.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, usually, I'm not going to be, again, like, really generalized, but usually for a child, even the first relationship is with his mother,
mm-hmm.
which is...
But it's different.
Yeah, but you also have a need for it.
Yeah, but the child is...
To survive.
Yeah, to survive, he needs or she needs the mother. It's dependent on... He is dependent on other people.
Yeah.
Severely.
Yeah.
Right? That's a side. But as soon as the child grows up,
mm-hmm.
and can take care of himself or herself,
yeah.
in some senses.
Yeah.
It doesn't need protection.
Doesn't it?
At some point. I'm saying that, for example, it doesn't need protection, because you have to get away from your mother eventually. You cannot live with your mother forever.
Yeah. Yeah.
At that point, I think all the problem starts at that point that you get separated from unconditional support and unconditional protection from someone. And then you expect other people to do the same to you.
Mm-hmm.
And then you don't get that back from other people.
Yeah.
And I don't really know why not.
Why not?
Yeah.
Why don't we
have a relationship between each other that we are like brothers, for example?
Yeah.
What is the problem that like me and you have? What is the barrier between me and you that we don't really see each other as brothers? Why do we have to like brother, not in the sense of definition?
Yeah.
But in the sense that
brother from another mother.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like we care about each other.
Yeah. And your question was?
Why don't we have that? Why don't we have that with people around us? That's the question.
Yeah.
What is the difference between you and my real brother?
Yeah. Well, we can talk from the biological standpoint, which I'm sure everybody like understands that like if you're coming from the same blood, obviously you're going to have like some different connection to a person than if you like meet someone, you know.
Yeah, but we are
biologically.
Yeah, but we're looking at you're looking at it in a different perspective. Why is it that we human beings, we cannot have a close and intimate relationship between each other, that we care and we are compassionate about the fellow human being that are next to us?
I think because we're selfish. No?
That's part of it, of course.
Yeah. I would say that, like, even if, like, there's someone who says that, like, oh, no, I always, like, think about others before myself, eventually everybody, like, is returning to his own personal needs. Because there's a reason why there's a saying that you have to take care of yourself before you can take care of others.
Of course.
And
it's impossible to take care of others if you don't take care of yourself.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And that's one of the reasons I would say that, like, why we constantly return to ourselves at the beginning, and why we why there is this thing called selfishness, and that's also probably why we don't have like the same relationship between our friends as we do
with our brothers and sisters.
Brothers and sisters, yeah.
But we should agree on that's the relationship between yourself. It's the primary level of the relationship that can happen exteriorly.
Yeah. Yeah, because yeah, right? Well, yeah, how you take care of yourself.
Yeah, cuz if you know how to have a relationship between yourself, like
yeah.
you and yourself.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's kind of funny that I called it you and yourself because I just separated you between yourself.
Yeah.
But as long as the I would say it like this. I think the relationship between comes all the time. When what the hell? Wait a second.
Yeah, it's separate.
I think the relationship oneself has.
Yeah.
Is the wholeness of it. I don't know if you let me explain.
The wholeness of it.
I think if you feel whole.
Yeah.
If you feel one with all your senses
mm-hmm.
and all your ideas and all your inner world.
Yeah.
Then you have a relationship with yourself. As soon as you start separating yourself, which was funny, I just did with the words. As soon as you separate yourself from yourself and I, or somebody who has to have a relationship with myself, there is a conflict.
Okay.
Because the separation itself is the conflict. What do I mean by this?
Yeah.
When you separate yourself from something, and you always think about you. You don't think about the other one.
Yeah.
But as soon as this becomes one and whole, or like this merged together.
Yeah.
When you think about yourself, that means you. That means this included in you.
Yeah.
It's one.
Yeah.
So I see relationship as this, that if we see other people as one,
mm-hmm.
as one of us, it's like, it's us. All of it is us. Because we can go deeper into that, because I think it is. But of course, it's an idea somehow in my mind, but I think we can keep like, on the rabbit hole and reach it that we can see it together.
Yeah.
By hearts. Just imagine. If you feel that you are one with your environment, you are not separated.
Mm-hmm.
You might
connected,
feel
yeah
you might feel that you are separated physically, yeah. but you are not really separated from your environment. Because what do I mean by this?
Mm-hmm.
I can give you an example. The ear wouldn't hear anything if the outside world doesn't exist.
On that, would you? Okay, continue.
The eyes wouldn't see anything.
Okay. I don't see anything. Yeah.
If I'm not creating... If I'm seeing you, you are the reflection of my mind.
Well, you have the picture in your mind of my representation of what you are observing, you know.
Deeper than that.
Deeper than
like
okay.
not the idea of you. No, I'm not talking about that. But like
No, I said image, but yeah, whatever.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is that like I'm creating you in front of me at the moment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If I stopped creating you, you wouldn't exist.
Where is Morpheus? Where is Neo?
This
Matrix?
This might be a little bit contradictory, because you'll be like, oh, when you don't see me, when you don't recognize me, I'm there still.
Yeah.
But I don't. You're gone. Therefore, when you are with me, you are me. Because I am the one who is creating you.
I'm a bit confused.
It's a holy shit. It's a bit crazy.
Yeah. I wanted to say, I'm not a hallucination, man.
Please don't bullshit me, bro. Please don't bullshit me. I know it might it sounds a little bit
No, it's
it sounds a bit like
it's an interesting crazy approach. Yeah,
it sounds a bit crazy, but if you just think about it,
are you thinking of like when you said that you're creating an image of me in your head? Are you?
No. Forget about the image, right? If I'm not here,
then you're not here.
No, if I'm not here, you're not here either.
So you're on the level of consciousness, you mean?
Yeah, on the level of we're not talking about physicality.
Yeah. Well. If you're okay. Yeah, I see your point. Yeah.
If you're not aware, if you're not like sweet conscious, spot.
Yeah.
There's this sweet spot in you that can actually see this. There's this like little light inside you that can actually see this. If you really look at it, there's this light inside you that like shines when you think about this.
Mm.
It's like, oh yeah. I mean, if my mind wouldn't create you.
Yeah.
Or your mind wouldn't create me.
Yeah.
Then you wouldn't exist either. Just imagine that your mind doesn't create anything. Then what are you?
Kind of difficult to imagine, yeah. But
Of course.
Well, yeah, but like, of course. I'm looking at it at the perspective of that I'm trying to.
let's not get that deep. But what I'm saying is that a relationship is you work until you become one with someone.
But what do you well, okay. You know that there's an idea of also like on the definition of the relationships that that says that like people usually come together to become the one, like to become this mythical powerful being. It's like reunite mythologically. I don't remember which like religion was it, but there's this idea that like
but that's an idea
at the beginning we're like separated,
yeah,
and that's why we like during all of our lives we try to find like that other person to like make us whole.
Yeah, but that's an idea, right? We can explore the ideas as long as much as you want. But what we are doing, what we want to do together is that like we see this as a fact. Because if we don't see it as a fact, it doesn't have any value. It's just it become an idea. It become a theory. And theory doesn't really have a value. Theory is a story you tell yourself.
Yeah.
To convince.
Hypothesis. Yeah.
Right? It doesn't have any real deep value. So what has value is a fact. And fact is that you can call some interaction. You can call an interaction a relationship as long as you feel one with each other. Otherwise, it's not a relationship.
Yeah, if you feel yeah, I see your point.
You merely trying to keep an idea of someone to have a relationship with them. Because, look, if you don't feel one with me, right, you are selfish. if you feel one with me, whatever you do will include me as well. That means that, like, when you, for example, walk from here to there, right? You walk here from to there, including me. In a sense that if you are here to there, you need to do something. You will do something to involve both of us. Like, in a benefit of all of us. Not in a benefit of you. Then when you act in the benefit of you, you feel alone. You feel lonely.
Spoken like a true communist.
Jesus.
All together. No.
I should be in the government of Putin or something like that, probably.
Guys. No, but
I should go to North Korea.
Yeah. No, but yeah.
But I don't know if you know what I mean.
Level of awareness that you can, and consciousness, and
I don't want you to agree with me, but I want you.
Well, I'm trying to look into it.
Yeah, just don't agree or disagree. Just that's what Krishnamurti says all the time. Like, he's a really. A great Indian teacher, actually.
Yeah.
And he says that, he always says it in his lectures, that, like, don't agree or disagree with me. Just look into it yourself. And if it feels right for you, then we are on a common ground. If it doesn't, just go away with it. That's it.
Yeah.
Because if you agreeing to what I say, is that, like, you're just conforming again.
Yeah.
You're accepting. And that acceptance is, it's merely an idea.
Well, I would argue that, like, you can, well, there's a reason why there's a saying, like, let's agree to disagree, right?
Let's agree to disagree. But
like, accept the, like, the situation as it is.
Mm-hmm. Of course, that's what I'm saying.
And the ideas as it is.
We're not, let's agree to disagree, it's on ideas.
Yeah.
As soon as it becomes fact, me and you are in the same place. Everybody's in the same place. Every million and million of people, if they're conscious and they're not stuck in their ideas, when you talk to a sane human being and you bring fact to them, they're like, oh, I agree with that. I mean, this is, I can
a
see
fact.
That.
Yeah.
I can
yeah.
see that. I can see that this is a fact.
Mm-hmm.
That, for example, we talked about conformity. We see it as a fact that conformity in the psyche, it's destructive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
As a fact.
As a fact, yeah.
And here, in the relationship, right, I'm saying that if we as human beings separate ourselves between this and what is inside, and between me and you, as soon as we separate ourselves, we do stuff that will separate us. We do stuff that it's in the benefit of me, but not the benefit of you, because I am doing something to get something out of you. Then it becomes manipulative. Then it doesn't become a relationship. It becomes dependence.
Yeah. Yeah.
It becomes a self-boosting ego.
Yeah. Well, you're using the other person to
do something to boost yourself.
Yeah.
Then you're not really one. It's not really a relationship. Because as we talked about, we need to get to the common ground of a relationship. What is really a relationship?
Mm-hmm.
And we ask that if relationship is selfishness.
Okay.
Does relationship relationship itself does include selfishness?
Yes.
How?
How does it include it? Well, I would say that you have to be a little, well, not a little, well, maybe not a little bit, but like at certain level, you have to be somewhat selfish because you need to conserve your own well-being, and you can't like lose yourself into the process of being with another human being, right? That at that time
I absolutely see that, but that's not really selfishness. You're just extricating dependence. Because of course, if you're dependent on somebody, if that somebody leaves, you feel empty.
Yeah.
Because you were dependent emotionally on somebody else.
Yeah.
And then you feel empty. You did everything completely together.
Yeah. Crazy. Crazy stuff.
It's interesting that
it's crazy stuff.
It's interesting that we don't really go as deep as we should to the relationship, like this type of questions. Why don't we learn about this in schools? Why don't we learn about this, like, why do we have to talk about it on the podcast? Why don't we learn it in our education system?
Well, we used to have classes about like ethics and social sciences. Well, no, it's not social sciences, but like social social knowledge in our school during high school. But I mean, it's also like really at the surface level.
Yeah.
Like,
I mean, nobody have anybody ever asked you that? What is the definition of relationship to
No.
you? What is the definition of love to you? What does love mean even?
Yeah.
Does love mean pleasure?
No.
Does
well,
love
yeah, it's yeah,
it does.
Those type of questions, well, they'd only usually get asked at any moment, because we're just like I don't know, assuming that we're going to discover it during our life.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. I think it's a good time to wrap it up.
Wrap it up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was really good. Thank you very much.
Yeah. Thank you. And
sponsors of this episode.
Carrefour.
and grapes.
Grapes, man.
Oh, look at this grapes, dude.
Grapes. Let's take a taste of it.
I'm loving the spring here.
The what?
The spring.
Yeah. Look at it. 18 degrees. Sun. Mm. A little bit of wind. Mm.
I just had a relationship with the grape. What the fuck was that? This is just amazing.
Yep. Grapes.
Okay, the grape almost killed me.
You want some water?
Okay.
No.
This episode is one of those
fucking
episodes.
Man.
Here. Cheers.
Cheers.
Well, thank you guys. See you
next time.